Hundreds of border crossers to soon enjoy living in Manhattan's iconic Roosevelt Hotel, paid for by taxpayers. By John Binder on May 17, 2023. Hundreds of border crossers and illegal aliens will soon enjoy living in New York City's iconic Roosevelt Hotel, paid for by the city's taxpayers. Since the spring of 2022, more than 60,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in the sanctuary city of New York City, with most being bused directly from Texas by Governor Greg Abbott, in an effort to save his state the financial burden of illegal immigration. As New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., has scrambled to handle the influx, his office has turned the city's coffers into a slush fund for the powerful hotel and real estate industry, which also serves as some of his biggest political donors. The latest decision will have close to 1,000 border crossers and illegal aliens soon living in Manhattan's iconic Roosevelt Hotel, which first opened in 1924 and is named after former President Theodore Roosevelt. This week, Adams will open the Roosevelt Hotel as a welcome center for newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens before eventually opening almost 200 rooms to migrant families with children. Eventually, the hotel is set to house close to 1,000 border crossers and illegal aliens. The cost will fall exclusively on New Yorkers, who will foot an annual $75 million bill to convert the Roosevelt Hotel into a migrant shelter. The Hotels to Migrant Shelters policy by Adams is proving lucrative for the powerful real estate and hotel industry in New York City. Once closed hotels are now opening as migrant shelters, enticed by city contracts and fronted by taxpayers. An attorney for a financial district hotel, also now housing border crossers and illegal aliens, told NBC New York that the city contract is providing substantially more revenue for the hotel's owners than if they rented rooms to tourists. In total, New Yorkers are expected to spend $4 billion on illegal migrants by next year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.